Verbindung hat mich sehr interessiert und ich danke sehr für die Vorführung derselben.
By the way, there was a bottle of red ink, fell on Asics. He thought he'll freeze to death.
Get a glass of water and we'll go to sleep.
Jane McCarthy lay in bed, almost given up for dead. On a table close beside him lay a brick. It was on St. Patrick's Day, he was called an APA. A man, he thought his friend played him a trick. Says the doctor with a sigh, to save your life I'll try. But tell me, Mac, before before I go away. Oh, if you with that brick, boy, say you're very sick. In a feeble voice, he has McCarthy said. Yet the Mick who threw the brick will never throw another. For calling me an APA, he now lies undercover. Now or his head, these words are red. You can say them if you're rubber. Here lies the Mick who threw the brick and he'll never throw another. Oh, me, oh, my, I'd like to have another poke at him.
Well, Porter, what's that horrible noise?
Why, that's that Irishman. He's snoring in upper seven, sir. What's the matter, Finnegan? Finnegan, are you dying? Oh, that Irishman fell out of bed. Finnegan, man, say to me, say to me. What's the matter?
I dreamt that I was an APA.
There's always kisses when he does arrive.
The other morning he was late, and the man that peddles milk rang the doorbell, then he went inside. He was greeted there with a kiss. "Hold on, madam," he said, "what's this?" But lovingly the woman, she replied, "I'm
doing my dear to you, to you.
Giving my dear to you, to you. All the finish the milkman got, poor McCann came on the spot. They had no milk for breakfast till the peddler with his can was only doing his empty, empty, empty like a man.
Now, I had a lawsuit about this here house about a year ago.
Well, did you have a smart lawyer?
Yeah, you just bet I did. He owns the house now.
In the roof of your house. Why don't you get it fixed?
Of course, it's been a raining lately.
Yes, why don't you get it fixed when it's not raining?
Because when it don't rain, it don't leak. Oh, ha, ha.
Le soir, au bout d'un bois. yeux du cafard que des copains de la croix. Et que le procureur porte de paille en paille. Le soir, au fond de moi, que de fois seul soir ouvre un minuit de
thank you. ever, and in which the law restrains every hand uplifted for a neighbor's injury. A republic in which every citizen is a sovereign, but in which no one cares to wear a crown.
It's 10 weary years since I left England's shore, in a far distant country to roam. How I long to return to my own native land, to my friends and the old folks at home. Last night as I slumbered, I had a strange dream that seemed to bring distant friends near. I dreamt of old England, the land of my birth, to the heart of her sons ever dear. I saw the old homestead and faces I love. I saw England's valleys and dales. I listened with joy, as I did when a boy, to the sound of the old village bells. The log was burning brightly, for the night that should banish all sin. For the bells were ringing the old year out and the new year in. While the joyous bells rang, swift I went in my way to the cot where I lived when a boy. And I looked into the window, yes, there by the fire sat my parents, my heart filled with joy. The tears trickled fast down my bronze furrowed cheek as I gazed on my mother so dear. I knew in my heart she was raising a prayer for the boy whom she dreamt was not near. I saw the old homestead and faces I love. I saw England's valleys and dales. I listened with joy as I did when a boy to the sound of the old village bells. The log was burning brightly, for the night that should banish all sin. For the bells were ringing the old year out and the new. The door of the cottage we met face to face was the first time for 10 weary years. Soon the past was forgotten, we stood hand in hand, the parents and wanderer in tears. Once more in the fireplace the old clock burned bright, and I promised no more would I roam. As I sat in the old vacant chair by the hearth, and I sang the dear song, Home Sweet Home.
I saw your homestead and faces I love. I saw England buried and dead. I listened with joy as I did when a boy to the sound of the old village bells.
For the bells were ringing the old year out and the new year in.
Uncle Joyce, what has been a Chinese laundry made by Mr. Cal Stewart, Columbia Record. Well, sir, I said to a fella the other day, now, whereabouts in New York do you folks get your washing done? And he showed me a place around the corner where he said, fella done all the washing. I went around there, and there was a sign on the window that said, hop quicker, hop sooner, jump up and hop or some other hop. Well, I went in and gave him my clothes, and he gave me a little ticket that he painted with a brush what he had. And I showed the fella on the outside. I said, mister, what do you call that thing? He said, well, sir, that's a lottery ticket. Every time you leave your clothes there to have them washed, they give you one of them tickets, and then you have a chance to draw a prize of some kind. I said, well, now, how much is the doggone thing worth? He said, oh, about 10 cents. Well, I told him if he wanted it for 10 cents, He should have it. I didn't want to get tangled up in any lottery gambling business. Well, he gave me 10 cents, took the ticket, and a couple of days I went around to get my washing, and that big day reason he wouldn't let me have him because I'd lost that lottery ticket.
Mama na la no la, si yo no na la I. Mama ni na lu no wa kome ba ka ri. Ah, opegebe, opegebe, pope, popo. Zeki chiwa maru konnichi ni, kainin konchu kaiji mizu, mabuka ni kabutta takabogoshi. Kin no iriwa ni kindokei, genmo ni chien ni kiza o mage, geisha taiko ni kane o machi, uji ni wa kura ni kome o tsuni. Sara shi neizu no omiyage ka, jimoku de enma ni menkai shi, waido tsuote gokuraki e, ikaru ka e,
Oh. Underwear will read to you about Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. A merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his glass, and he called for his fiddler three. Sing a song of sixpence, a bag full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before a king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes. By came a little bird and snapped off her nose.
Oh, get out, I saw you. Yes, it is.
And I saw you with a gal.
Couldn't help but see you. Yes, I knew you.
Who is that lady with you?
Don't you know I know her?
Yes, I do. She was once my sister's pal.
You don't know that gal, he said, thoroughbred. Come ahead, listen to me. When me and Mandy hit that barroom floor and I removed my Thelma cap, and then we won't fit, who fit, hit them slide. I'm always happy when I'm by her side. And when you play that music, oh, so sweet, and with the closest harmony,
whee!
All the swell folks looking at us, me and my Mandy Lee. Like to have you meet her. Yes, I would. She'd be glad to see you, too. She is some good looker, some good cooker. Move along, come along up to the house. And if you like home cooking, she's a man sweet and suits you to a tea. After soup and fishing all day, the ball come with my Mandy and me. When me and Mandy hit that barroom floor, and I remove my fellow cam, and then we one step, two step, get them slide. I'm always happy when I'm by her side. And when they play that music, oh, so sweet, and with the closest harmony,
whee!
All the swell folks look in at us, me and my Mandy Lee. What tune is what?
Why, the tune the orchestra is playing.
Oh, why, that's Mandy Lee.
Well, is she any relation to you, Mandy Lee?
Oh, yes, in a way, but I ain't never figured out just how closely Lady Day is, because I was only interestedly concerned in my own Mandy.
Why, naturally, of course. Can she dance?
Sure she can.
Well, does she dance to Machaich?
The what?
The Machouch.
I didn't get you.
Why, you know, the Machouch.
Oh, you mean the Machouch.
Sure, that's what I said.
Well, I should say she could. Just you watch the both of us now. When me and Mandy hit that ballroom floor and I removed my Thelma's hand, and then we one step, two step, get them slide. I'm always happy when I'm by her side. And when they play that music, oh so sweet, and with the closest harmony,
whee!
All the swell folks look in at us, me and my Mandy Lee.
I have just got back from the Paris exposition. They ought to call it the imposition. When I started, I bought a round trip ticket for myself and my wife. That was the luckiest thing I ever did. Everything was wrong from the time we started. They ain't no use of telling you all my troubles, but at last we got to Paris. Every hotel in the place was filled. Finally, I found a place to stop, but my wife and I had to sleep on a billiard table, and we had to pay $2 an hour for the use of the table. Then we had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning as some of the guests wanted to play poker.
Hey, February 26th, Cora Gavel entertained her young gentleman friends, her class, which she is teaching at the Methodist Church. Miss Cora.
Good evening, young man. Mr. Duncan and I will speak.
I had a horse. His name was Bob. He ate the corn and left the cob. Miss
Ralph Jones.
Come on, Ralph. Come on. Come on.
That's a shame not to have his voice.
The six of the boys here, they might as well all. Come on.
Thank you.
1939, 1900.